Welcome to the Brandmaster Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brandmaster Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brandmaster Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Horahan here at BrandmasterAcademy.com. And in this video, you're going to learn six powerful employer branding strategies that top brands use, so you can make your company the number one choice for top talent and build an irresistible culture that attracts the best of the best, not only internally, but externally. Now, your employer branding is essentially your company's reputation as an employer. That's pretty much the basics of it. It's the image or perception of your company in the eyes of potential employees, current employees, and stakeholders as well. It's the unique identity of your company as an employer and the promise or the employee value proposition that you make to your employees. Now, employer branding is not just about the tangible benefits like salaries and bonuses or vacation days. And it's also not just about the intangible aspects of work-life balance and company culture and career development opportunities and the overall work environment. It's about both of those, and it's also about how your employees feel about their work and their role in the company and where the brand that they're working for is going. Now, in today's competitive job market, employer branding is more important than ever, and it is a key differentiator that can help to attract and retain the top talent. Now, a strong employer brand can help to reduce hiring costs, improve productivity, and drive business growth as well. So here are six top strategies that improve employer branding. Number one, develop a strong employer value proposition, or EVP. Now, an employee value proposition, or an EVP, is a unique set of benefits and opportunities that an employee receives in return for the skills and the capabilities and the experience that they bring to the table. Not just those skills or those experiences, but also their work ethic as well. And it's what differentiates your brand from your competitors out there in the marketplace. And in this case, your competitors are those who are trying to hire the talent that you are also trying to hire. Now, a strong EVP can help to attract and retain top talent. It can help you to stand out in a crowded job market and give potential employees a compelling reason to choose your company over your competitors. And it's not just about the salary or the benefits package, but also about the career development opportunities, the company culture, and that work-life balance that we also mentioned before. What are they going to feel about working in your environment? Now, in years gone past, in decades gone past, in the 80s and the 90s, you know, people really didn't have this advantage because they really didn't have a voice. But it's a different environment today, and people aren't prepared to sit in a cubicle and just do what they're told. They want to enjoy going to work. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves, and they want to actually get fulfillment from the work that they do. Number two, leverage social media to showcase your brand. Now, social media is a powerful tool for showcasing employer branding, and it's a platform where you can really share your company's stories and your values and your culture with a wide audience. And you can use social media as well to highlight your company's achievements, to share employee testimonials, and to give potential employees a glimpse into what it's like to work for your company. Now, this is great for employees and attracting talent, but it's also great for your overall reputation and image in your market. Number three, create a positive candidate experience. Now, the tables have really turned here in terms of the interview experience. In years gone past, the employer would sit on their high chair and bring multiple candidates through the door and essentially get them to prove to the employer why they should work there. Now, there is still an element of that, of course. You want to make sure that you're taking on the right person, and the right person is coming into your business and they're going to contribute positively. But at the same time, you need to consider the person sitting opposite you is somebody who will have multiple offers. And if they are the best person for the job, then their candidate experience as they go through your onboarding or your hiring process is really, really important. If you leave a good taste in their mouth and they have you and your competitor to choose against, then you have put them in a great position to be able to choose your brand. So think about the entire experience. Think about not just the interview experience itself, but the communication leading up to and after that candidate experience. Number four, foster a positive company culture. Now, the company culture is the personality of the company, and it defines the environment in which employees work. It's the sense of camaraderie about the place, how everybody works together as the same team. And if there is a sense of connection there, if there is a sense of camaraderie and there is a positive company culture, that permeates through every single touch point of the brand, because the people who are working there want to work there, and that shows up in their work, it shows up in their productivity, and it shows up in their overall attitude. That leaks out into the market and influences the perception of the overall brand. Number five, celebrate and showcase your employees. Now, this one has multiple benefits. If you're showcasing your employees, you're showing that you appreciate the people that you work for, and people who feel appreciated within their role feel a real connection to the business that they work for. If teammates also see their colleagues being appreciated as well, it makes them feel that they're part of something bigger than themselves. Celebrating or showcasing your employees has another benefit as well. It shows the rest of the market that there's achievement going on within this business and within this brand, and there are good people working there doing good things. So it's a great way to really elevate the individuals who are doing well within your role, showing that appreciation within your brand, and showing the rest of the world that there are good things going on within your business. Number six, monitor your brand reputation online. Now, monitoring your brand reputation online is a crucial aspect in maintaining a strong employer brand. It might not be the most exciting aspect, but it is really important. If you don't know what the perception of your brand out there is in the market, it's very difficult to influence that perception. Now, this allows you to understand what people are saying about your company online and respond to any negative comments or reviews in a timely manner. It also allows you to track the effectiveness of your employer branding efforts and making necessary adjustments if needed. So if you see that there's a review from a former employee about something that they weren't happy about, and there is a pattern there, then that's an opportunity to have a look at that pattern and to fix what's wrong and improve that employer branding. Now look, it's fair to say that the world is changing. Where we are today is completely different to where we were back in the 80s and the 90s. People aren't prepared to sit in a cubicle anymore and just do what they're told and pick up the paycheck at the end of the week or the end of the month. They want a sense of fulfillment in the work they do. They want to utilize the skills to their best abilities. They want to feel heard. They want to develop their skill sets and really achieve what they're capable of achieving. They want that environment. They want to feel appreciated, and they want that sense of fulfillment. Employer branding is all about showing the market, showing potential employees that they can get what they want from working with your brand. They can have that sense of fulfillment and really achieve what they want to achieve in their careers. Now, of course, the added benefit of employer branding is that permeates out into the market. That sense of camaraderie, that sense of togetherness, that sense of belief as to where the brand is going instills trust in the market about who the business is and the value that they bring to the table, and you know, their alignment with any kind of purpose or values that they have set in place. And at the end of the day, what we know about branding is that perception is everything. If a customer or potential customer is choosing between your brand or your competitors, and you have a positive reputation in the market that includes your employer branding, then you're giving them multiple reasons to choose you over them. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened, and make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.